Welcome to
Animal Adventure,
the podcast that gives you animal facts,
animal jokes,
and real life
animal encounters and riddles too. Yeah. And also today a special guest named Eva.
Hi.
Hi Eva, thanks for being with us today. So Eva is our friend and neighbor, and she was with us when we had an encounter with this animal for today.
Me and you have a raccoon encounter.
You spilled the beans.
I spilled the beans. Well, all right. So
I think the riddle that we had last time was a pretty good giveaway. Do you want to remind everybody of the riddle?
No.
Okay. It was about wearing masks and eating trash.
And stealing trash. Okay.
So what do you guys know about raccoons?
Well,
pretty common animal.
Yeah.
Raise hand. My hand is raised. So okay. You have to answer me. Okay, so I watched this awesome video. It was raccoon versus the stinkiest animal on the planet, a.k.a. a skunk. And I learned some information from that. Let's see.
Well, let's start off by, while you're looking that up, how big are raccoons?
Well, hold on. How long? It's, here it is, 23 to 37 inches long.
Yeah.
And about the size of a small, medium dog.
Small, medium dog, yeah. Anywhere from like 11 to like 50 or 60 pounds,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That'd be a hefty raccoon.
And they weigh, it says right here, 4 to 23 pounds.
It's probably the average, yeah.
Yeah.
But some of them can get.
They could get like pretty.
Yeah, yeah. If they're eating, they're getting lots of trash in their diet.
They what about get extra big. Diseases? Can they carry them?
Rabies.
Yeah, so rabies is a serious one, and you hear about that all the time.
Are they deadly to people?
It could be.
Well, the raccoons themselves are definitely not deadly. It's the rabies that's killing, but the raccoons themselves are not deadly.
So how?
If there was a raccoon without rabies, I really doubt it could kill you.
Well, the raccoon wouldn't want to mess with you, but raccoons are can be pretty ferocious if they're cornered or whatever else. But they're not looking to fight with you. But
could
rabies,
they do something that how agile or intelligent?
They're very intelligent.
Sort of like a fox.
They actually used Sly Fox and make it into Sly Raccoon.
Yeah, they're really clever. Their front hands are really dexterous. You guys know what dexterous means?
Yeah. If their hands are wet, they're pliable.
Yeah, and so those dexterous hands.
What about
their
thumbs?
Their thumbs? Do they have prehensile thumbs?
Are they opposable or not?
Their thumbs are, they can go, up and down, but they can't go, side to side.
I mean, they could undo things.
So we're kind of jumping all over the place, and I want to make sure our listeners get all of the information. You guys have brought up rabies and diseases that they could carry, and they are famous for carrying rabies.
How do they spread it?
Well, they spread it through biting or scratching other animals. And even though that is a danger to humans, only one case of human beings have been killed by raccoon rabies. So relatively low risk, but still a concern. You don't want a rabid animal running around in your backyard.
Can raccoons, can you tell if a raccoon has a disease?
Great question.
Hold on,
Campbell, do you know how to tell
if a raccoon
is rabid?
So one thing. So have you ever heard a person say, if a raccoon is wandering around at daytime, then it's sick? That's usually that's actually not true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
usually looking for food or something, but sometimes they're limping, they're having like symptoms of diseases, you could tell.
They seem maybe disoriented.
Yeah.
They're foaming at the mouth is another symptom,
yeah.
I believe. And so you will sometimes see them out in the daytime, you're right.
Yeah.
That doesn't necessarily mean that they have rabies.
Yeah.
But they are primarily nocturnal.
Even if you see them at nighttime, you still shouldn't go near them. They're still dangerous without rabies.
Yeah, you want to give them space. They're wild animals, for sure.
Back to the raccoons being smart.
Super smart, yeah.
Okay. Can I tell them about the
video? Love to hear it. Yep.
So there was this raccoon named Rascal in a video, and it had to open four different locks. The first two, it just had to it just had to turn around little pieces of wood to open the lock. The second one, it was like a lock where it was like a bar, and it was bended and connected to the wall, and then it had
it was a latch,
and then the fourth one, it was a latch, and it was on the other side of the, and it was on the other side of the door, and there was holes in the door, so Rascal had to reach her hand through the hole and open up the lock without looking at it.
Yeah, it was really amazing, the problem-solving skills.
A cool fact, raccoons are actually colorblind, so they are
colorblind.
That mean they can't see, or they just can't see colors?
They can't see colors.
Yeah, they don't see color in the way that we do.
Like gray and black.
Or people who have color vision, yeah.
I watched a video about how playing is important to raccoons. It helps them know the world, and like it's like really cute, and it's kind of like,
I think that's,
it just like helps them.
I think that's true for all animals, and you know,
no, but raccoons included. But raccoons is even like it's
Plays
really
important.
It's like more important than any animal.
What about cool facts about raccoons? What about that?
Any other interesting facts about raccoons that you guys discovered?
Yes.
Interesting facts that raccoons can sometimes live in groups, but only sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes they're solitary, sometimes they live in groups.
Yeah.
I watched this video about how raccoons people let raccoons roam free in their house, and then they loved toys. Like every time they saw a toy, they would just rush over to it and start investigating and playing.
Yeah, they're very curious, right?
Yeah,
they're really good at getting into people's attics and things like that, getting into people's trash cans. Yeah,
and also
can I have a cool fact about raccoons? The babies will leave their moms at the age of 3 years.
Oh, so they stay with their mothers for a long time. Are you sure 3 years?
Maybe
3 months.
Yeah, I think it was 3 months.
We were actually reading that raccoons only in the wild will only live between like 1 and 3 years.
So are raccoons like more endangered, or
they're not endangered?
Like, are they wild enough to be in a zoo or something like that?
I think they do have. So we went to a nature center in North Carolina that had raccoons.
So another question: where are they invasive species, and how did they get to be invasive?
Okay, so I've got my trusty globe. So they're in parts of Asia, China, India, and Europe.
They're invasive.
How did they get there?
I actually did not research this, so I'm relying totally on you guys for this one.
I don't know. Yeah, they probably got there. They probably snuck onto a plane. Maybe there's like zoo transformations or something.
Yeah.
And like could have been like a plane crash, a boat shipwreck, or something.
Yeah, there's lots of ways that
invasive
species are introduced.
Yeah. For a bird, they probably flew somewhere, but for other animals that can't fly, it's really hard for them to be invasive.
Yeah, you're right about, like, a lot of times people and our vehicles will transport animals to different places. Yeah.
Yeah, but if they, like, break out of cargo, that's, like, a risk for being invasive. So, question. How do you think you would explain invasive?
An invasive animal is an animal that doesn't belong in a place and got there somehow.
So, but, like, saying a raccoon ended up in Asia, how would it, like, mess up the food chain or something?
It just eats things in the food chain, and that really messes it up, because things that are other things that live there don't know how to deal with invasive species.
Yeah.
Well, it just disrupts the whole food web, right? And the whole ecosystem.
Yeah.
And so some invasive species are more problematic than others. So there's plants that cause lots of trouble and choke out plant life and animal species. And then there's also animals like the pythons that we've learned about in the Everglades that are killing other animal species.
They're invasive. And I was watching this video where when people saw a python in the Everglades, it would be almost immediately killed because it's invasive.
Well, so I don't know about kill, but they are paying people to get pythons out of the Everglades. But we are drifting far from raccoons, because that's a small part of the raccoon story, I think. Any other interesting facts before we move on to our raccoon jokes?
Yes. Okay, so their predators are dogs, and I was watching this video. There was raccoons climbing on a fence, and there was a dog below, and one of the raccoons slipped and fell, and the other raccoon saved it.
Oh, wow.
Like, I bet, like, in Asia, their predators would be, like, tigers, maybe? Because they're tigers. And, hold on. Okay. So, okay. Food. They'll just basically eat anything they can find. And yep. They're
fit in their mouth.
Omnivores, for
and
sure,
they're
right?
Very, very adaptable. They're, like, the most second adaptable animal on the planet. First is coyote.
Yep.
Yeah. So, after we're all gone, the Earth will probably be inhabited by cockroaches and
raccoons,
yeah,
and maybe some coyotes.
Too. Yeah, yeah.
I think tardigrades too.
And tardigrades will last for,
we should do an episode.
All right, but
tardigrades will last for all of time.
All right, I think it's time for some jokes. Who's going first
with
a joke?
What about encounters?
Encounters come after jokes.
Oh, okay, I'll do a joke.
Hold on, you do your joke.
Yeah. Okay. My joke is, how do raccoons talk?
I don't know. How do they talk?
Trash talk.
Trash talk.
Can it be my turn?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I made this one up. What do raccoons wear when they have a cut?
What?
Band-aids.
Oh.
Like the bands on their tail?
Because of their tail.
Or dead
got it. Why are raccoons not afraid of the coronavirus?
What?
I don't know.
Because they always wear a mask.
Oh.
All right. Listen, for you listeners, raccoons can be affected by coronavirus.
Animals actually can. Yeah, but I don't know if it's
once
a
at a zoo, there was a snow leopard. It got affected, and then
it got a little sick.
Yeah, it got like really sick. It got affected by coronavirus.
Survive?
Yeah, it survived. It was fine. It just like animals can get coronavirus. So make sure not to spread it to your pets or other wild animals.
Yep. So, Eva, part of the reason you're here, one, is that you know a lot about animals and enjoy animals just like Campbell. But can you tell us, why don't you start off the encounter and tell us a little bit about
your two encounters.
With raccoons, yeah.
Your two.
Okay. I'll save the best for last. So I'm doing the first one. I was watching TV, and then I heard something, and then I went into the breezeway and looked outside. There was a big fluffy butt on my neighbor's garage, and then the raccoon came down, started walking on the fence. But what was weird about it, that it wasn't foamy, it was just limping.
Oh, so maybe he was injured.
Yeah.
We talk about that sometimes a lot, about how, like, wild animals live tough lives.
And my, second one is once when I was two, I was sleeping, and then in the morning, I woke up, it was still dark, then I couldn't see, I thought there was dogs on my neighbor's roof, but then I saw a whole family of raccoons sunbathing.
Oh, wow.
I thought it was a dog.
So they were, like, the larger, more mature raccoons, and then smaller ones as well.
Yeah, like five raccoons or some breathing. Yeah, there's no one in the house. There was no one living in the house, so they basically lived in the house.
Yeah, they probably were hanging out in that.
But then when the other people moved in, they got a way to like transfer them somewhere else.
Wow, very cool. And then Campbell, you want to talk a little bit about your encounters?
Okay, yes. So I was playing in the backyard.
Yeah,
once, and then
we saw a raccoon.
And then this is not that.
Oh, this was the first one.
And then you were like, raccoon.
Me or Eva?
You.
Okay.
And then I ran out, and then I ran up, and then Penny was in the yard. Penny's our dog, by the way. And Daddy was like, Penny, come. And then the raccoon, like, went, it was a big, fat raccoon. And I was very surprised they could squeeze through the opening in the fence.
Yeah.
And then it went, and then...
It did look a little disoriented. It was kind of wobbling around in the afternoon. It may have been fine. It was a big old chunky raccoon. But I wanted to get Penny away just in case it was rabid. Probably wasn't, but it was just a big old chunky raccoon. And then just recently, about a month ago, we were all in our backyard.
Beep. And then I saw a raccoon climbing on the fence, and then
your neighbor's fence?
My neighbor's fence.
Yeah.
I don't have a fence. And then and then I was like, raccoon, and then you looked over and saw.
No, I was the one who saw it.
No,
then
I saw
that's
it.
That's actually how I remember it. I think
no,
Eva saw
I was
it
the
first.
One who saw it, and then Campbell a second after I saw it. So we both saw it at once, but then
you went inside to get Cohen. And
I did not.
Owen
went inside.
Owen went inside and...
Well,
and
I don't think our listeners really care.
Okay.
Like,
and then,
it doesn't matter.
And then Mommy came out and saw it. And then it was... And then it went into the bushes.
And then it was then, also surprising that it got off the fence, but like...
Yeah.
There was a vine, sort of, and then it held on to the vine and swung off of the fence into
yeah.
the bushes.
Yeah, they're pretty athletic,
yeah.
right?
And then,
and smart.
And then I saw the raccoon's little tail.
Yeah.
Sticking
yeah.
out.
Little ring.
And then our neighbors came out, and I was like, did you see the raccoon? And they were like, yeah.
Yeah, and but we always watch, you know, from afar, which is
yeah.
good. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we were like, we had to be at least like 20 feet away.
Very cool. So
yeah.
If people live in the United States, it's likely that they'll encounter a raccoon
yeah.
at some point because they're pretty abundant and they're all over the place.
Can't touch them or keep them as pets.
Yeah, you want to give them a little bit of
yeah.
space just like always. Great episode, guys. Eva,
yeah.
thanks so much for joining us. That was
You're
great.
Welcome.
Campbell, do you have a riddle for the next episode?
I like to snap, and I can cut your hand in half. Who am I?
Nice. And
yeah.
as always, you can send us feedback. You can send us your real-life animal encounters to be on the show at animaladventurespodcast@gmail.com. animaladventurespodcast@gmail.com. It's all lowercase. We'd love to hear from you. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Wait, Daddy.
Oh, one more thing.
I have a question.
Yep.
Can we go live in South America now? Raccoons live in South America.
No, well, you can start saving your pennies.
Yay, I want to go to South America!
All right, that's it for us,
I
at
go with you.
Animal Adventures.
Bye.
Also, I want to live in Texas because raccoons
okay.
live there.
Okay.
Too.
Bye.
And I want to live in California and
yeah.
everywhere in the United States and North America
right.
and South America.
Yeah.
Bye.